from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Anderson Penns Podcast. Welcome to Anderson Penns Podcast, episode 453 for Thursday, August 25th, 2022.
And this week we've got Brian and me. We've also got banter, news, updates, new pens from Lami, a glowing Twisby, a contest winner, a new contest, and the Hobonichi 2023 reveal.
Ah. Hey, Steph.
Hey, Brian.
What kind of bone will no dog chew?
What kind of bone?
A trombone.
All right, we're coming to you today from the Appleton Water Tower. There are a couple of different water towers in the city of Appleton. This particular one is located across the street from Lions Park and right next door to the Appleton Fire Station, number two, the second.
Two.
And this one, we just decided that this was the most photogenic of the water towers.
Nice.
Gotta start somewhere. And just a reminder, August is National Wellness Month. That's where we focus on self-care, managing stress, and promoting healthy routines, like cleaning your fountain pen.
Is that does that have to do with wellness? Cleaning your fountain pen?
I mean, healthy routines. It's not unhealthy.
Okay, all right. I was thinking more exercise, getting outside.
You know, that's probably
garden,
a better
biking.
Idea.
I mean, you have a bike, right? So, I mean, I've seen you on a bike. So.
I have used it. I'll have to ask my doctor what's better, bike rides or pen cleaning.
What was the last time you used it when we went riding?
Maybe.
All right.
And today is also National Banana Split Day. Speaking of wellness and my warped concept of it. This was apparently, banana splits were invented in 1904 by pharmacist David Evan Strickler in Latrobe. Oh.
You don't know that it's Latrobe?
No.
There's a beer made in Latrobe.
Oh, is
famous
there?
Famous beer.
Well, you'd have to get some at the Banana Split Festival.
Anyway, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Banana Split Festival.
Yes. And I think it started out with like 10 cents and they...
Okay.
Yeah. And I personally prefer the trifecta of vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate on mine.
Okay. You like banana splits?
They're all right.
I do not. I will take the banana split sans banana.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're not a big fruit guy.
I'm not a big fruit guy. So. What's not to love about three scoops of ice cream? And
you throw the banana on there so you can say it's healthy.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Okay, perfect. I'll be extra healthy. Wellness month.
All right, and then we have Guess the Pen in Brian's Pocket later.
Yes, don't. So. Pause your video, zoom in.
All right, so on YouTube this past week, last Sunday, we published the AP Sunday Brunch Menu 16. I can't believe it's been that many. It was with Eric and I, and we did a topic, how to repair a Schaefer snorkel. So something ever goes wrong with your grandmother's snorkel, you now know.
Now I can go through and
you can decide that you don't want to do it and hand it back to me.
Yeah, it'll just remind me that I know somebody that knows what they're doing.
So it was a good time. I think I don't remember how long it went, but it probably went over what Justin wanted to edit. But it was
window.
I was trying to be pretty thorough, and we did actually pretty much get a pen put together on the show. So
well, look at that.
A reminder, there will be no Sunday brunch this week, nor the week after, as Eric is frolicking, his word, not mine, in California. When it does return, Eric and I will be dismantling a Twisby Eco and then trying to reassemble it. And Eric seems to think I'm going to do this blindfolded, which actually may be an interesting challenge.
I am excited. I can't wait to hear how this goes.
I need to start practicing, apparently. So that is coming up soon. News coming up this week on Saturday, 2-day in-store nib customization and pen repair event with Mike and Linda Kennedy at AP Chicago. This weekend, Saturday, August 27th, that's the day after tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, August 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And that is in Chicago.
Yes, it's in Chicago. It's not in Appleton. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, Mike and Linda will be doing, nib grinds. Mike will be doing pen repairs. They're doing it on a first come, first serve basis. There is a sign up sheet each day. We're trying to stick to one grind per appointment, two grinds per day. But what we've been telling people is just if you have other pens that you may want them to look at, bring them along and they can either take them back. Or if there's nobody nobody after you, they'd be happy to do as many pens until someone else comes in. So bring your pens. And the charges for those start depending on the repairer or the grind, but they're in that 45 on up range. Oh, so
pretty reasonable.
Also, so that's this weekend, and I will be there for that. So you'll see me down there.
Right.
And Lisa also wanted to mention that she just got in a huge order, and I know you talked about it last week, of Peter Pauper Press.
Ooh.
In addition to a very large Midori order. So if you're looking for some paper, those Peter Pauper Press are so cute, aren't they?
So cute.
They're so cute.
She's got hedgehogs over there, too.
She does have hedgehogs, yes. So big selection. We just got a big selection here. So there's lots of fun there to look at.
What did the traffic light say to the other traffic light? Don't look. I'm changing.
We have just gotten in these Lamy M Plus ballpoints.
And this is the first time you've seen these.
Yes.
These are great, aren't they?
Experience the click. Yep. Yep. That's that solid Lamy, like lock and loaded, hefty clip. Or the sound of the clip itself. But
the click, yep.
Mm-hmm. But this is super functional and reliable. Perfect, like purse ballpoint or traveling pen. I really like the way this matte coat feels, but they come in matte and gloss. Here's a glossy one. Here's a matte one.
Look at this orange. Isn't that great?
It's matte orange. I really like that. Easy to find in the bottom of the purse, too.
Pink.
So it features a spring-loaded clip that is integrated with the push mechanism.
Yep.
Very satisfying sound. And available colors include Sea Matte. Night Blue Gloss. Lagoon Gloss, Indigo Gloss, Aquamarine Gloss. I'm going to go too fast, aren't I?
No, it's okay. I only have half of them, so.
Black Matte. Apricot Matte. That's one of the one we had before.
What is that? This one? This one here, yeah. It's orange.
Raspberry Gloss.
That's
rose
lovely,
gloss.
Yep.
And
rose.
Blackberry Matte. I think I have that one. And Petrol Gloss.
Petrol, yeah, that's super cool. This one's neat, too. What is this?
Yeah.
This is the Sea Matte. I like that one.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's a one-handed operation. I do like, you know, like a jotter. It uses the standard Lamy M16 ballpoint refill. And it's super inexpensive. It's a great thing to just have an extra runabout for, you know, writing on those glossy slips or whatever. So
yeah, everybody needs a ballpoint.
Yeah, I think so. I used to be anti ballpoint, but I think in my age, my wisdom, everybody needs one. And for what are these $12? They're just so they're a really very nice pen. So those are just in.
Very cool.
All right, next up, Twisby Eco Glow Green. As of today, we can finally both sell and ship these pens.
Woo-hoo.
So pre-sales went out on Tuesday, and it actually glows in the dark. The pen has a clear acrylic body and features a light green cap and turning knob that glow in the dark. And obviously, I don't have them here. The Twisby Eco Glow Green has a silver trim, a piston filling system, and a smooth writing steel nib with the screw-on cap. The clear body allows you to see the level of ink remaining in the pen at all times, and the pen cap has an inner liner that maintains a thorough seal when the pen is not in use. Nib size is available, extra fine, medium, broad, and a 1.1 stub. If you did pre-order, they are shipping today. And I believe there will be a decent run of these, so these are not a one-and-done kind of deal.
Oh, cool.
And they're also available at AP Chicago. So if you go down to Chicago, Lisa will have these for sale starting today. Yes.
Yes.
I don't know why I keep thinking it's Friday, but it's not. So so they're available at AP Chicago. Lisa's got a bunch too.
There we go. Rumor has it. I hear you can take one of those apart blindfolded.
We're going to find out, aren't we? I got 2 weeks of practice.
I'm starting this rumor.
You
I like
are.
It.
Okay.
Where can you buy soup in bulk? The stock market.
Last week, we asked, how many pens does your favorite pen case hold? And with 30% of the vote, the winner is the three pen case.
The three pen case.
That was my answer as well. It's a good number, three. Good, nice and balanced.
Is that your number?
My favorite number is seven, but three is the right number for a pen case. Okay. I don't need seven pens on the
box. Not four, not two, not six.
I like to stuff a couple extras in there sometimes.
I confess, 13 is... In fact, I don't even think 13 got any votes except for,
interesting.
Except for mine.
Although I feel like prime numbers seem to have an advantage, so yeah. Doing well.
Anyway, well, what else we got here?
Our next most popular was the six pen case with 20% of the vote, and the shirt pocket got 5% of the vote, not counting yours. Oh.
Did I vote? I wasn't even here last week. How could I vote?
I think somebody must have voted for you.
Can I put all these in my pocket?
Yeah, is that a 13 pen case? Have you put enough pens in it? I got four.
It used to be, if you look way back, I used to have pictures on Instagram of how many pens I'd have in my pocket at a pen show.
Oh, that's right, because you would just like sort of put them away there.
Yeah,
and then...
well, yeah, you know, if I buy a pen, I end up putting it there, or we would have testers for for a lot of the Japanese pens, and I would just end up just putting them in my pocket since I would pull them out so often. But yeah.
Seven
is the number, apparently.
Maximum pocket capacity. And we got 8% of people liked the single pen sleeve. Two pen case got 11%. And everything else got 5% or less.
4, 5, 10, 12, 20, 24, and 30.
These are all, must have all been viable answers.
And 13. Yeah. So.
All right. And couple salient comments. Steve Moss says, I used to always prefer a case that was big enough for all my pens, but I find that a 12-pen case is enough for almost any situation. It allows for plenty of options, but remains easy to carry. It's a good point. Angela Z says her magic pen case is... Oh, my goodness. Can't read. Magic pen case number is 3, just like Steph. Just enough to have options, but not too heavy. And Eric Schroeder says, I don't have a pen case. I just use my shirt and jacket.
And jacket, both. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like inside, do you think, probably?
Yeah. It depends, yeah. I guess.
I mean, I've seen with a sport coat, mm-hmm. you put it in your outside pocket, mm-hmm. which is a little bit different. But
I've never had the shirt pocket available. And our winner for last week's drawing is Greg M.
Woo-hoo.
Good job, Greg. His favorite pen case is Girologio 24 pen case in saddle brown leather. Oh, I remember that one. That's mm-hmm. a pretty one. And it's got two loops, so his precious pens don't knock against one another. Very important.
Those are real nice, too, because mm-hmm. you know, I use those, and they're very, very spacious, and they hold up like a tank. So good choice.
Good options. And Greg, please send an email to eric@andersonpens.com so he can get that $20 placed on your Anderson Pens account. That is eric@andersonpens.com.
Regarding the SE of the new Pilot Vanishing Point SE in marble, the commenter Bonzon, if I'm pronouncing that right, the discussion about the meaning of the SE suffix for the recent Pilot pens got me intrigued, so I checked the Pilot Japanese website. Apparently, SE are the first letters from the French word seul. That's S-E-U-L. I don't know if I say seul. Meaning unique, with the uniqueness of the pens coming from the fact that the marbled pattern is not the same on any two pens. So they are all different. In the end, I guess the meaning of SE is close to special edition, but there actually seems to be a story behind those two letters. So
yeah, Lisa and I were trying to figure that out last week, and I'm glad someone has weighed in.
Great. Regarding Hobonichi, Alicia says, Hobonichi season is here. Picking a cover is the only agonizing decision that I look forward to with so much glee each year.
Me too.
No kidding. Regarding the Lisa and Steph podcast, handmade by Lorelei says, girl power.
Yeah.
I've been waiting patiently for this day. I love you both. What a great show. New contest survey, Hobonichi. Since it's it is season, do you prefer the Teicho A6 size, the Cousin A5 size, the Weeks and or Mega Weeks, or have you never used a Hobonichi?
Oh boy.
So what is your preference? You like the weeks.
That is the million-dollar question. Yeah, I started with the A6 because I feel like everybody started with the A6. Mm-hmm. It's just where you start. Then I said, oh, I'm going to try the weeks because it fits in my purse better. And now I'm on the fence this year. Do I keep with the weeks, which has been a good option, or do I graduate up to the A5 and turn it into a desk planner?
Okay.
Decisions.
You got to figure out by next week, so.
Yes.
All right. So I haven't made a decision yet. I am notorious for buying Obonichis and then using them like 3 times throughout the course of the year. So we will see what I end up with. With that, coming soon, the Obonichi 2023 reveal is today.
Duh!
It starts today. The product lineup. And you're supposed to read this. Why am I reading this?
Aha. Well, you know.
I was excited.
It's an exciting time. We sent out an email that's got all of the different lines to sort of introduce you to the lineup, but feel free to go down the website and scroll and check out all of that awesome eye candy. Sales will begin at 9 p.m. Central on August 31st, so that is 1 week from yesterday. And as always, every year we get all these cool new colors and designs. We've got the Techo A6 planners and cover sets. We've got Cousin A5 planners and cover sets.
Lots of them this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Weeks planners and Weeks covers. Those are sold separately, so you can mix and match your colors as you please. A 5-year planner in A6. And new this year, we have a 5-year planner in A5 sized.
I think that's going to be a nice size.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that idea.
Eric said he was really excited about that. He had too much to say every day. And we have got some additional awesome accessories. Those are always cool to look at.
Yep.
So the thing to do now is just pick out your favorites, sign up for back in stock notifications. We'll get you an email to that lets you know as soon as those are available for purchase, and then be ready to jump because the hottest cover designs will go fast.
They should be getting here any day, knock on wood. So I've got a couple that I've kind of narrowed down. I like the colors too. The Celeste, I think, is outstanding. Mm-hmm. I love that color.
The like smaller profiles. The light blue. Leather cover.
Yes, yeah, leather cover. It's a stunning color. Although the Dreamy Soda is kind of nice. Although I have one that's very similar to that. The Night Flamingo, that was kind of cool.
That one is really cool.
It reminds me of Eric's bike because it's dark purple and a little bit of, you know,
yeah, I thought it was black when I looked close. And then I looked closely and I was like, ooh.
The Have a Nice Day, I think, is in blueberry, is super cute. I mean, it looks like a book that you put on a shelf. It's just cheery. And last but not least, Violet Leather, which I think is a really, really very nice color. So I think that's what Eric is looking at.
Yeah, that's Eric's. Eric said that his favorites were the Violet Leather Cousin, which is like, last year there was like a light purple leather one, but this year it's like
it's
this
dark.
Deep eggplant color.
Almost
it's gorgeous.
Plum. Yep.
And then he was also very stoked about the A5 Cousin with a leather cover. I think the 5-year planners have leather covers this year. And I have so many favorites. I'm out of control. So I'm still.
You don't have to get one. We have plenty of folks who get a Cousin for the desk and a Weeks for the briefcase and a A6 for home. I mean,
I know the Weeks for sure. I need to have. But do I?
So many people get more than one, and that really, I think, the first year I was like, wow, people really, you know, I would just get one, but a lot of people get more than one.
It's really nice to sort of figure out like, okay, how does this planner fit into my life? Where am I going to use it? Where is it going to be most helpful? So I really love the. All right, so I don't. Full disclosure, I have no idea how to pronounce this word. But the cousin cover set that I really like is the Shimatsuka head elm, and then it's like a bracket thing and an A with an umlaut and a P and then 2 U's.
Good luck to Justin trying to find an image of that so he can put it up on the screen.
Head elm up.
And what do you like about it?
It has this like modern fruit tree design. It's one of the cousin covers, and it's like white with this just like modern minimal plant motif that I just think is very aesthetically pleasing.
Okay.
Then and it's like mint green on the inside. Then there's also, I think my favorites of all times are these like leather textured covers that say Handwrite on them. There's one in the Cousin that is called the Voluto, and it's all green on the inside and the outside. Super, super tiny imprint of a fountain pen nib that says Handwrite on the side.
Oh, nice, nice.
And it's just, it's really nice, the nice texture, like kind of that crosshatch sort of texture that has been showing up sometimes. And they've got a Weeks cover that I think is my favorite Weeks cover of all time, which is the black version of that. And it's like...
Okay.
And oh my goodness, they're so cute. I love the black leather Weeks cover. I could go on.
7 hours later, longest podcast in Anderson Penn's history. Steph's still talking about them.
They're trying to close the store in the background. I'm like, but there's this one.
One more. So sign up for Backstock notifications for your favorite Hobo products, and you'll be notified. You get an email when they're available for purchase on 9 p.m. Central on August 31st, and that's 11 a.m. Tokyo time.
Yes.
And you can sign up for the mailer at the bottom of any page on Anderson Penn's. So I think that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can also check us out on social media as Anderson Penn's or visit us at our store in Chicago.
Chicago or here in Appleton. Ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton in Chicago opens 7 days a week. You'll see Lisa there most of the time. I'll be there this weekend, chicago.andersonpens.com.
And please, if you haven't already, like this video and subscribe to our channel, and we'll see you next time.
Oh, and pen in the pocket.
Dun-dun-dun, the reveal.
Viscati Homo sapiens crystal dream.
Ha-ha.
With a fine nib.
I would have gotten it wrong.
You would have thought it was a regular?
Yeah.
Love this pen.
It's a cool pen.
See you next time.